I gotta say, you're either stupid or desperate to be out in my woods this late at night. Hand over your purse, my lord, and I won't have to mar that beautiful face. Why, yes, I am your friendly average bandit. Pleasure to meet you. Now the coins, if you don't mind. What? What are you talking about? Impossible. We've never met. Now, hand over your coins before I... What did you just call me? Lady Yalara Bran Ashland of House... How do you know that name? Speak quickly before I lose my temper. A noble recognizes another noble, you say? Bullshit! Why would a nobleman be wandering so far into the dark woods? Forgive me if I don't believe you. We live in uncertain times, my lord. What with the queen's men arresting anyone who even dares look at her funny. I wonder, should you speak true about your identity, if turning you in would fetch a pretty reward? Of course, my lord. I am but a simple bandit. Profit is all I care about. Who I was in the past no longer matters. If you are hoping to find traces of the noble knight you heard about, I'm afraid you're too late. That woman died the day the corrupt queen took the throne. She robbed me of my lands and my titles as swiftly as her ass touched that overly polished chair. Easy now, my lord. You're spouting traitorous words. Anyone who tries to get her off the throne has died a bloody, painful death. Not to mention pointless. I'm not interested in being a martyr. Hire me? Ha! You think me a fool? You're talking about overthrowing a queen who murdered the previous king and has an army at her disposal. Not to mention her dark magic. Are you truly prepared to meet any price? You're a fool, my lord. This is a suicide mission. Even if I were to get you close enough to the queen, you won't be able to stop her. I've seen others try. Now, I may be into profit, but I value my own life more. Do not call me that. That person died a long time ago. Although, I can admit you have me curious. Tell me, what makes you so certain that you could do it? No secrets, my lord. If you want my services, I will need to know everything. Do you have some sort of secret plan that no one else has ever thought of? An ally within the walls? Knowledge of what stone in those walls is secured where so we can bring the whole place down on her head without a single soldier arousing suspicion. You have magic. Sometimes. What does that mean? Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Oh, bloody hell, you are a fool. A hopeful fool, but a fool all the same. And fools end up dead and then fed to the pigs. No thank you, my lord. I'm not going to go down this crazy road with you. As much as I'd love for that witch to pay, I'm not about to throw my life away for it. Selfish? Of course I am. You know what noble intentions get you, my lord? Death! Everything directed at that queen or around her leads to death. Grim, bloody, erased from history, death. Maybe, once upon a time, I was someone who believed in that, but no longer. You should be more selfish, Focus on surviving rather than dreaming of a future that will never happen. By the gods, Skirts, just how much money do you have? And how have you not been robbed up until now? You do realize that I could just take this money, right? I'm a lawless rogue after all. Huh? You're begging me? Seriously? Oh, come on, don't beg. I hate begging. Look, even if I did agree, the most I could do would be to get you close to the castle. Then you'd be on your own. Don't thank me. I haven't agreed to it. Just, who are you? I'm aware of that, yes, but who are you really? What makes you so sure that you can do this? No, you're right. I suppose as long as I get paid, it doesn't matter. Which honestly makes me all the more curious. Fine, I'll take you to the castle. I know an old underground passage. But then you're on your own. Is that clear? I mean it. I'm not the noble lady you heard about. I will be putting my life first. I'll guide you, but if we get into trouble, you're on your own. No, my lord, I'm not your bodyguard. And I'm strongly getting the feeling that you don't need one. You got all the way here, after all. I doubt that was sheer luck. Still, I just want to make sure we're on the same page. Good. Then I suppose we have a deal. I am curious about one thing. Who told you about me? He's alive? That's a relief. I thought when the coup happened, I know he stayed to guard the palace, and I figured he'd be killed for being loyal to the king. No, I cut all of my ties. That life is dead, my lord. Just like the king. Everything changed. Everyone changed. Honestly, no. Even if you get into the palace, there's no way you'll overpower the queen. Even if you do have magic, she has an army, black magic, curses. Unless you have a hulking brute or a mystical jar of dirt, you stand little to no chance. That last part is an old joke my friend and I shared. You're an odd one. Here I am warning you of your impending death, and yet you're unfazed. What's your deal? Fine. You keep your secrets, and you will not pry into mine. You can call me Yalara, or Jay, as my old friend once called me. I know what I said. Regardless, it's my name. Or it was. And since we're going back to where my old life was, I might as well leave that old name there. Give me 5 minutes to get my things. After that, we get moving. You shouldn't thank me. I'm not doing this for you. 5 minutes, my lord. That's all you get. I suggest you put it to good use and put your final will and testament together.